Listen for the Drive at 5 every weekday afternoon. Top stories driving the news with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. AI, we hear this all the time, right? It's in the news every single day in one form or another. Artificial intelligence. And I mentioned last night, the Pittsburgh Speaker Series at Heinz Hall featured Owen Etzioni, not a household name. He is a CMU grad, but also graduated as the first computer science major at Harvard. And this guy is so smart, one of the leading authorities on artificial intelligence. And you've heard us talk about Pittsburgh being a hub for this kind of technology. And joining us is the founder and owner of Primo Consultants, Joanna Dovin, who we're very familiar with. Joanna, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I am fascinated because you're leading this AI strike team, and you have a pretty lofty goal.
Well, yes. I mean, that lofty goal was not accurately portrayed in the Post-Gazette yesterday. We want to grow jobs in Pittsburgh, and just like people flocked here for the steel revolution, we're experiencing another industrial revolution right now, and it's around artificial intelligence. And so the challenge is, how do we organize entities together and ask for big projects, big investments that grow AI jobs here in Pittsburgh?
And as the executive director of this AI strike team, I mean, you've got some powerful people aligned to really pull this thing together.
Yes. I mean, we have NVIDIA. We've got Andrew Moore, who really is considered a father of AI. He was a former dean of computer science at Carnegie Mellon, is now leading a very significant defense tech company here in Pittsburgh at Bakery Square. You know, and the challenge is bringing different industry minds together and connecting them with government and economic development organizations to say, hey, here's what Pittsburgh has to do to really be on the map. Because, you know, we're on the map because of Carnegie Mellon, right? It's the world's number one AI school and number one in cybersecurity. So we're educating everyone. We have these big brains here. But how do you translate that into actual jobs? And that is the challenge. And we haven't really been able to do that in a way that makes us a top 25 tech hub. So right now, when you look across the nation, Pittsburgh is not top 25 when it comes to tech jobs. Why is that? We haven't had a real strategy. And so that's what the strike team is going to do.
And how do you go about doing that? What are the short-term and long-term plans?
So there's two big things that we have to do now. One is develop AI infrastructure. So you hear about data centers. You hear about Ohio getting $10 billion worth of investment from Amazon, about $4 billion from Google. You have to have the compute infrastructure around these entities so that they can actually run their equations. And compute infrastructure is essentially where all of NVIDIA's chips are going, right? And to do that, you have to have available land and sites and power and water. And we're sitting, right underneath the Marcellus Shale. We have the world's second largest supply of natural gas beneath us. And if you're reading about the AI revolution, you know that, you know, it requires massive amounts of power, and natural gas is really what is being used. So people may have heard about the president's Operation Stargate, which is a $500 billion commitment to build AI infrastructure in the United States. That effort started in Texas, Abilene, Texas, with AI infrastructure, and it's being powered by natural gas. So we have to position Pittsburgh as a place where we not only have the talent and the brains and a great quality of life, but we have the power and resources to power the AI revolution, just like we did in the steel revolution. So someone told me AI is the new steel. And what that means is it's going to be everywhere, just like steel became everywhere, right? It's going to be used by everyone. It's going to help with traffic patterns. It's going to, you know, you're probably using it right now, Larry, when you're, you know, on Facebook, right?
Right.
So it's everywhere. And that means there's an opportunity for Pittsburgh.
For those that don't know, Joanna, we already have and are known about the robotics About how many companies are related to the technology that we're talking about already in the region?
So we're mapping that out now. If you look just on Penn Avenue between Bakery Square and Duolingo's headquarters, it's about a 1 mile stretch. There's about 25 squarely AI companies in a 1 mile stretch. Now, when you think about AI and what defines an AI company, the thing is that longstanding corporations are using it more than ever. So BNY, right, Bank of New York, is the largest recruiter of Carnegie Mellon talent nationally. And they have an AI hub here. Now BNY is the world's largest bank. And the reason why they're doing that is because 25% of all of the securities transactions run through them. They're like the bank for the banks. So it's not just AI companies, but it's longstanding corporations, robotics companies that are going to be using physical AI that more and more are going to be. Actually, you heard about Skilled AI, which is also on AI Avenue, on Penn Avenue. They just got a commitment from SoftBank to do a big funding round. $4 billion is going to be their valuation. This is huge. So we're sitting on what I would call a gold mine in Pittsburgh, where we can actually translate all of the technology, research, power, and grit that we have here into jobs. But we have to move fast. We need AI infrastructure, and we need a plan. So the strike team is taking, you know, some of these minds and industry and pairing that with government and economic development organizations to map out a plan, which will lead into AI Horizons 25, which will be a big summit in September. So we're planning fast to have more substantive things happening here to then really recruit people ahead of the summit in 25.
And Joanna, I'm curious, when people hear this, they say, I mean, you're trying to add tech jobs here. What about people who have concerns about AI taking jobs? What's your response
there's
to
a
that?
Yeah, I mean, so there's, you know, that is part of what we're looking at. We have Partner for Work working with us, and we're actually going to create an AI workforce hub. What that means is, instead of running away afraid of what's happening, we have to recognize that it's here. AI is not going away. So how can we train our young people and upskill our adults to compete in this economy? We have to lean into that, because if we turn our heads and shy away, then we're going to lose out. And so that's a focus too. Look, when the car came online, right, when the computer came online, you know, this was the same fear. People are going to lose jobs. You know, technology is scary. It is. It's change. But, you know, history has shown that the work adapts, the work changes, and the worker has to adapt. There is going to be jobs that change, right? And there's going to be new jobs that are added, and we have to prepare our economy for that.
Remo Consultants owner and founder Joanna Dovin and executive director of the AI Strike Team. Well, this sounds intriguing. You're always doing something, Joanna. Thanks for...
Hey, got to keep moving.
Hey, the one constant in life is change. I think about, to your point, there was somebody that made the best wagon wheels in the world, and all of a sudden there's a car on rubber tires driving by, and it said, yeah, but I make the best wagon wheels. Well, you see what I'm saying.
Yep, exactly.
All right, thanks. Have a great weekend. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Speaking of wheels turning, sometimes not. Here's Ellen.
Exactly. Depends on where you go this morning, Larry. We do have the volumes up throughout the district as the rush hour continues for the Thursday morning. And we now have slowdowns for you on the Parkway North, I-279. You're collecting some sluggish traffic as you come down past Bellevue, Westview, heading toward the Perrysville interchange. Other than that, things are rolling well. The HOV lanes are open. 28 southbound, a little bit sluggish now between the Route 8 off-ramp and the Shaler Waterworks. Traffic eases up for you and then gets bunchy again between the 40th and 31st Street bridges. Parkway West inbound stacks at the top of Green Tree Hill. Parkway East inbound is solid now at the Wilkinsburg interchange. Heavy traffic coming through the West End on South Main Street as you approach the West End Circle on the southern end of the West End Bridge. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
And we have sunshine today to start. Actually, a beautiful sunrise. Just a few clouds. No precip until maybe near midnight. We're going to go to 47 for a high today, but we are going to experience some rain tomorrow, especially early, especially during tomorrow morning's commute. Right now, at Pittsburgh International, 28 degrees.